Hello and welcome to The Book Launch Show. I'm your host, Tim Grawl, and I have been working with authors to help them build their platforms and launch best-selling books for over 8 years. I've launched dozens of best-selling books. They've gone as high as number one on the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post bestseller lists. I've also worked with authors just getting their first books off the ground and out into the world. I've created this show to share the strategies and tactics I've learned along the way. So like I mentioned in the last episode, my new book, Running Down a Dream, The Roadmap to Winning Creative Battles, is being published on July 11th by Black Irish Books. I just kind of threw that out and then jumped into some stuff about outreach. And so today I want to give you a little bit more background on the book, where I'm at with it, and my overall plan for the next 3 months and how I'm thinking about it. Also, at the end of this episode, I've got two cool things that I want to tell you about and ways that you can take advantage of them. So let me just talk a little bit about the book. So this started 2 years ago now with an idea I had. I reread the book, The War of Art. And I don't know if you've heard of the book, The War of Art. If you haven't, you definitely should. It's by Stephen Pressfield, who is a very accomplished writer. And several years ago, he wrote The War of Art, and it's been life-changing for many, many artists and creatives, including me. And so I've read it several times over the years. It's one of those books that I pick up at least once a year and reread. It's on a short list of books that I reread every year. And I was reading through it, and I got to the last page of the book, and on the last page of the book, he says to do it or don't do it. And he's talking about the work, about the creative work, and that your job is to get up every day and do the work. And I remember thinking back early on in my career and thinking about all the things that I wanted to accomplish and how I just couldn't get myself to do any of them. And the power that works against you that Steve named in this book is resistance. You know, resistance is anything that keeps you from your creative work. And, you know, 10, 12 years ago, when I first started off on my own, working for myself, trying to chase down my dream, I kept running into this thing where I couldn't get my work done. I kept wasting my time. I would fiddle away the time, not getting anything done. I would procrastinate, and it kept causing me all kinds of trouble. And so over the years, I developed all of these tools that I used to help me overcome resistance and get my work done. And so I thought about, you know, what if I wrote like a how-to guide for the War of Art? You know, my kind of step-by-step tools that I've used to overcome resistance and win the War of Art. And so I started writing them down. I made a list of tools. I wrote several of them out, showed them to some friends. They liked them. And so I ended up writing about a year ago, less than a year ago, a complete draft of the book with all the tools in it, had them arranged the way I thought they should be. And I showed it to my editor, Sean Coyne, who I host the Story Grid podcast with, where he's been spending the last 2.5 years teaching me how to be a better writer. And I sent it to him, and he was basically like, you know, this is a really good collection of blog posts, but it's not a book. It's just this kind of random mishmash of things, but there's no theme to it. And if you do publish it, it will be forgotten as soon as it's read. And so that's not what I want for my book, to be forgotten as soon as it's read. So I went back and I kept working on it. And I've also been writing a novel, you know, along with, you know, my other work. And so I kept coming back to it, and I would rewrite the introduction and it wouldn't work, and rewrite the introduction and it wouldn't work. And then finally, about 6 weeks ago, I finally landed on the theme, and it came from a discussion with Sean on the podcast. And so I'll actually link to that episode in the show notes for this episode at booklaunchshow.com if you want to go back and listen to that. But basically, it became about my story. It became about the story of the last decade of me running down my dream and how it all started when I quit my job. in one of these dramatic moments of saying, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I can do this better myself, and decided to set out on my own. And I was so proud of myself. I was doing this thing that all my friends wanted to do, but didn't have the guts to do. And I, you know, set everything up and quit my job. And then 6 months later, I completely ran out of money and had to ask my parents for help. And it was this really dark moment for me. And I had a choice to make. I could give up, go get a job that would probably pay me a good salary for showing up 40 plus hours a week. Or I could double down on my failure and see if I could actually make this thing work. And so what the book became was my story. I still teach all the same tools. They're all in there from the original draft, but I actually ground them in my own story. And so that's where this book came from. I finished the draft last week. I literally finished the draft, sent it to Sean, my editor, and then recorded last week's episode. So I'm just about a week in. I got the initial feedback from Sean yesterday, I think it was, yesterday or the day before. He's really happy with it so far, and we're going to be going over all his notes on it tomorrow. But him saying he's really happy with it means the book is pretty close to done, so I feel good. The manuscript has to be locked by April 30th, which means after that, I can't make any other major changes to the draft. It'll go to the copy editor and then start going through the entire process to getting published. And so I just have a couple more weeks to make any major changes I want to the book. But I'm honestly pretty happy with it. I feel like it really came together. Once I had that theme, I was able to rewrite the book pretty quickly and finish it up. And so so that's where I'm at with the book. It's the draft is done. I feel like we'll probably be able to lock the draft before April 30th, which will give us a little extra time because there's a lot of things that go into the publishing over the next few months. You know, we already have the book cover design. We already have the title, of course, but we have to get it copy edited. Then I've got to go over those changes, then recopy edited, and then we've got to get it designed and laid out for print, get it converted to all the digital files. I have to record the audiobook. You know, lots and lots of things to do moving forward. But you know, for me, those things, for my personality, those things are kind of easy. Those are to-do items on a checklist as opposed to how do I make this book work? So I'm glad to have that part behind me. And so my overall plan for this book, I want to share with you kind of how I'm thinking about the book and how I'm thinking about the launch of the book. Because a lot of times I come at this from two different angles when I'm talking with authors. So I'm either getting hired or consulting on a project where the author is trying to run a big launch, get all their sales in the first week, and hit one of the major bestseller lists, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, USA Today. Or it's an author that's like kind of getting their first book out and they know they're not going to hit the major bestseller list. So they're looking at like, how do I, you know, sell some copies and then keep those sales sustaining? And I'm kind of shooting in the middle here. So let me just talk a little bit, grounded in how I think about book launches that you've maybe heard on previous episodes, and then tell you what I'm doing for this book. So if you've listened to the previous episode, it was episode number 4, I split things in, when I think about book launches, I split them up, you know, I start thinking about them in a couple different frameworks. So the first is that everything that you do for a launch can be put into one of three categories. So one is getting influencers to help promote the book. That's number one. Number two is selling to your existing fan base, so people you're already connected to. And then number three is getting your fans to share the book with their connections as well. So the idea is get influencers to help, sell to your fans, and get fans to share. And then there's four different types of book launches. So I'm just going to go through them real quick. Again, go back to episode 4 and listen to it. I go much more in depth. But there's an influencer launch, where you're trying to mainly get influencers to help promote your book. There's a list launch where you're only promoting to your fan base. There's a bestseller launch where you're trying to do all of that at once and sell all your books in the same time period. And that, again, is to go after the major lists. And then there's a long game launch. And this is if you don't have a platform and you're just getting started, you just focus on the long game. So what am I doing? Because I have connections to influencers. I have my own list. But I'm not planning on going after any of the major bestseller lists. And there's a couple reasons for this. One is it's really, really exhausting. It's really hard to pull off. I would need to be starting now and making it like a big focus of my time to make sure I have all my influencers lining up to promote the book at the same time and then doing a huge launch to my own list. Also, being published by Black Irish Publishing, I'm not being published by one of the big five publishing houses. So hitting something like the New York Times list is going to be very hard. I'm not, again, going to go deep into how the New York Times picks books for their bestseller list. I have an article I'll link to in the show notes for that. But if you're interested in that, but I really just don't like the way that they pick their books. Even though I get paid to help people try to hit the New York Times list, it's always super, super stressful because so little of it is actually in my hands. And then as far as like any of the other lists, I'm just not worried about it. My goal is to really establish this book over the long haul. So my plan is I'm going to do a list launch with a little bit of influencer help. So my goal, I'm going to focus on selling to you, my listeners, and the people on my email list, and the people I'm connected to, my fan base. And then I'm going to set up a couple of my influencer friends that will help me promote the book. But we're talking like six or less. I want this to be simple. I want to enjoy it. One of the things I found working with so many authors is that whenever you go big for a big book launch, by the time it's over, you're usually burnt out. And it's really hard to keep up the momentum over the long haul. And so my plan is I want this book to be the next couple years of my life, talking about the book, promoting the book. And so I don't want to try to shove everything into the first week. I want it to stay fun. I want it to stay exciting. Not to mention in my personal life, it's going to be July. My kids are going to be out of school. My wife is still in grad school. And so I'm going to be pretty busy. I'm going to be going to the pool with my kids. I don't want to set my life on hold to do some huge launch for this book. So my focus is going to be a list launch mainly. And I'll have a couple of influencers helping me out. So where I'm at in the launch process. So first off, the first kind of thing I need to get done as soon as possible is getting blurbs for the book. I already have one. Steve Pressfield has blurbed the book. I sent it last week when I finished the draft. I literally sent it to Sean, and then I sent it to Steve so that he could blurb it. He had already asked for it. And I have two other people that have agreed to blurb it, and then I'm tracking down. I want one more. And I'm going to stop here and talk a little bit about my emotions around this book. A lot of times, so when I get hired to work with an author, or I get, or I'm consulting, or I'm giving advice, I'm pretty direct. If you've ever heard me give advice or been on the receiving end of my advice, I don't beat around the bushes too much. I don't worry too much about how you're feeling. I just tell you what you need to do. And with my first two books, Your First 1,000 Copies and Book Launch Blueprint, those were very much like strict how-to books. They weren't personal books. They were how to do book marketing. I took all these things I know about book marketing and I put it into these books. And so promoting it didn't feel, I mean, if I'm honest, of course, it's emotional because I'm putting my work out in the world in the form of a book. But this one is definitely different for me. There's stories in this book that I tell that some of my best friends don't know about because they're embarrassing, they're dark, they're about some really, really low times in my life over the last decade. And it's not so much that I try to hide them from people, it's just not things I enjoy talking about. There were chapters in this book that, like, as I typed, my hands were shaking because I was going back to these really dark places. And even a couple times on the podcast with Sean, on the Story Grid podcast, he started telling a couple of the stories that I had written in the book, and I wanted him to stop because I didn't want people to know this about me. And it was like this, like my mind split of like, I wrote it down in this book. I'm hoping to sell lots of copies of this book with these stories, but yet the idea that I'm sharing these stories is really hard. So, and I talk about like letting my family down, letting my wife down. I talk about times that I wanted to quit, times I almost quit, times that the sheriff showed up at my house with a subpoena for me, all kinds of different stories in this. And so now, as I'm stepping into the marketing of this book, I'm feeling kind of bad, honestly. I'm feeling kind of bad about how I really pushed people in the past of like, hey, don't worry about the emotions. Just go out there and market your book. And now I'm like asking people to blurb this book. And I'm like, if they say no, like, I really want them to like this book. And so it's been interesting for me to work through that side of myself of just like, now, you know, I've published a book before, but I've never published a book like this. And so, you know, I'm still going to market it. I'm still going to, you know, do all the things I need to do. But I'm understanding how hard it is for authors to want to put themselves out there for their books. And another thing that's interesting is I started making a list of everybody I wanted to blurb the book. And in talking with Sean, we went back and forth on a couple things. And he told me, he mentioned a name that he knows I have a relationship with this person. He's like, just go get that person to blurb your book. And I argued with him a little bit because I was like, well, you know, I don't know. And he's like, just do it. And so I was thinking about it later. I'm like, I don't like this person. Like, I don't respect their work. They're very well known. It would be good to have the blurb on my book. But I all of a sudden I was thinking like, this is not just a how-to book that I churned out. This is a very personal book with my story, and I want to be proud of every single part of the book, including the blurbs. And so I made a conscious decision that I went back to the list of people that I wanted to blurb the book, and I looked at them and I'm like, do I respect them? Forget how famous they are. If I think I could get them to blurb my book, do I respect them? Do I respect their work? Are they somebody that I want to attach their name to this work that I've created? And I went through and I crossed out all the people that I didn't want to. And then I only kept the list of people that I would feel honored to have them blurb my book. Now, a couple of them, as I reach out to them, they may say no. I mean, they're well-known people, and they, you know, some of them I haven't talked to in a long time, and so they may very well say no, and that's totally fine, obviously. But again, it's been interesting to look at this book from this new kind of place. It's not all practical. It's not all, you know, what's like the most logical thing for me to do. I'm also taking the chance with this book of trusting my gut and trusting my heart. And knowing that I can do right by this book and marketing the book, but there's things that I could do with this book that would do wrong by the book as well. And I want to make sure I stay away from those. The other thing that's interesting with this book for me is it's really my career and what I'm known for is really starting to fragment. Up until the last couple of years, I was the book marketing guy. I wrote about book marketing. Every podcast I was on, I talked about book marketing. If I spoke at a conference, I talked about book marketing. I wrote books about book marketing. Like, that was me. But then a couple of years ago, I started up the Story Grid podcast with Sean Coyne. And he started teaching me how to write fiction and how to tell better stories. And so I started building this whole other audience that knew me, but didn't know me for book marketing. They knew me because of StoryGrid. And now I've written this book, Running Down a Dream, that's about creativity and creative battles and your creative journey, which is now an even bigger departure. And yes, there's overlap. You know, obviously there's overlap with like, if people are on my email list about book marketing, you know, they're creative people and they'll be interested in the book. But But it's weird because I don't want to just put it on the front of my site, booklaunch.com. Hey, here's my book, Running Down a Dream, that has nothing to do with book marketing. And I've talked to authors that have dealt with this before, and it's just it's something I haven't figured out yet. I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. I've thought about setting up like a standalone website just for me, the author, Tim Grawl, or me, the person, Tim Grawl, that then points you to Book Launch, points you to my books, points you to StoryGrid, points you to other work that I'm working on, and kind of have that as my new home, and booklaunch.com just stay book marketing. I'm still trying to figure this out because it's the same thing where if I go out to promote this book, one of the places, you know, the places I want to go or some of the places I've been on before, and people are going to want to talk about book marketing, and they're going to want to talk about StoryGrid, where I want to talk about my book and this new book that I'm come out with. So it's an interesting place for me to be in my career. You know, I've been the book marketing guy for a decade, and to shift that and start to grow that in different areas is a little scary. You know, the vast majority of the money I make, you know, biggest percentage of the money I make is still through book marketing and book consulting and my selling my online programs about book marketing and all those things. So to depart from that is a little scary, but, you know, I feel like this is the kind of stuff I want to talk about. And I feel like this book is important and I'm really, really glad I wrote it. But it's just going to be interesting as I strike out and start looking at, you know, how my, you know, public persona. It's always funny because my kids, they'll say, "Dad, are you famous?" And I'm like, "Oh yes, I'm known by dozens of people." But I do have a public persona. I'm not famous by any stretch of the imagination, but people know who I am and they kind of have me in a certain box. And for me to kind of break out of that box is definitely, definitely scary. So next things I'm doing is finishing up the book over the next couple weeks. I'm getting the edits back from Sean, finishing up and locking in the manuscript. Then once I do the next round of edits based on Sean's feedback is when I'll really start in earnest going after blurbs and starting to get the book out for people to review and look at. And I've got to build the book page. That's another thing is I got to build a page for this book to promote the book, but I don't know if I should put it at booklaunch.com or set up in a new website. I'm still working through that. So I've got to get that and just start thinking through like how I'm going to position the book, how I am going to do the list launch, what kind of giveaways I'm going to do, what kind of emails I'm going to send, just start planning all of that stuff because that's coming up pretty quick here in July. So that's what I'm going to be working on over the next couple weeks. Now, as we end here, I told you there's two things I wanted to tell you about. So the first is, this is something I've never done before, and I'm really excited about. So if you go to booklaunch.com/contact right now, you'll see that I say very clearly, I am not available to hire. I have way too many projects already. I can't be hired to consult or to or any of those things or run your book launch or help you do your marketing. But yet, I still get 2, 3, 5, sometimes half a dozen people emailing me each week wanting to hire me. And I always feel bad because I want to help them. You know, that's why I got into this business was to help authors, but I just don't have the time anymore. And so I've been really struggling with what to do. And so what I've decided to do is run a book launch coach certification course. It's going to be a live training here in Nashville, Tennessee in July, where I'm going to spend 5 days teaching everything I know about launching a book. It's going to include pre-work where you can go through all my courses and books before you show up. And then I'm going to spend a week doing training so that I can start recommending coaching services on my website. So that way I'm not this bottleneck where if you can't talk to me, I'm just kind of like, sorry, you're on your own. I'm actually going to have a handful of people that I can recommend that you talk to that know everything that I know about launching a book. And if they have questions, they can come to me. I'm really excited about this. I really want to have a group of people that I trust that I can send people to. And so if you are interested in being one of those book launch certified coaches, if you are already a consultant or a coach, or you are already working with authors in some capacity and want to start working with authors to help them build their platforms, connect with readers, and sell more books, I'd really like to hear from you. If you go to booklaunch.com/cert for certification, C-E-R-T, booklaunch.com/cert, I have more information about it, locations, times, and all that kind of stuff. And just let me know that you're interested. I'd love to hear from you. I've gotten a lot of applications so far, but I'm being pretty picky. I want to make sure that it's people that I feel like are in it for the right reasons and are excited to work with it and have the space, because I should be able to send lots and lots of people to them to work with. So if that's something you would be interested in, or you know somebody that would be interested in, I'd love to hear from you. Again, that's booklaunch.com/cert. Also, pretty soon, I'm going to be doing a training around outreach. It's going to be an hour-long live training online, so you'll be able to log in from anywhere. And if you'd like to join me for that, you can do that at booklaunch.com/outreach. So it's an hour and a half long training where I deep dive into specific things that you can do to do outreach for your book. So I went over a lot of things on the last episode. If you really want to deep dive and learn some more about that, you can go to booklaunch.com/outreach. I would love to have you. So as always, thanks for listening to the Book Launch Show. For any of the past episodes, the show notes, anything I mentioned in this show, or to connect with me, you can do that at booklaunchshow.com. I have lots of free book marketing resources and articles that you can access at my website, booklaunch.com. And then if you want to support the show, besides talking about my own stuff, I'm not doing advertising or anything like that. But if you want to support the show, there's two ways that you can do that. The first is to tell another author about the show and get them listening. The other is to go into Apple Podcasts and leave me a rating and review. That's how Apple Podcasts recommends podcasts to new people, and I find new listeners that way. So those are the two ways you can support the show. But thanks for subscribing and being a part of my work here at booklaunch.com. I'm looking forward to sharing with you over the next few months as I launch Running Down a Dream, and I hope you enjoy following along. I'll see you next week.